Hey, thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. As they say, the stars were out in L.A. last night. Giancarlo Stanton, Yasiel Puig, and the Marlins Radio Network's very own Glenn Geffner.
Well, Don Mattingly's return to Los Angeles off to a good start. Marlins beat the Dodgers tonight, 3-2 the final score in the opening game of this four-game series. Coming in, the Marlins had lost 8 of 11. The Dodgers had won 8 of 11, and this game was scoreless until inning number 4 with Wei-Yin Chen pitching against the rookie Ross Stripling. But in the fourth, leading things off, Giancarlo Stanton put the Knights' first run on the scoreboard. There's a long drive deep to left on the first pitch, and Stanton has hit it out. It's a home run. Just barely kept it fair. Yes, Dodger Stadium did contain this one, but Giancarlo goes deep for the second game in a row, his fifth of the year, and it's 1-0 Miami in the fourth. But the Dodgers have some muscle of their own, and in the bottom of the fourth, Yasiel Puig flexed his. Pitch to the right-handed batter is hit high and near to right. Back goes Stanton. He's at the wall, and Puig has tied the game. Puig with his second home run, first ball hitting here in the last of the fourth. We're all even at one. And three batters later, with two outs and the bases empty, it was Trace Thompson's turn. 1-1 to Trace. There's a drive. Hit a long way left center. Yelich back at the wall. It's another home run. Trace Thompson goes deep. It's his first of the season, and the Dodgers go up 2-1. Lead didn't last long in the fifth, facing Stripling with two outs and nobody on. Christian Yelich singled. Giancarlo Stanton then popped one foul off of first base over near the seats. Yasmani Grandal, normally the Dodgers' catcher, went over there, got turned around. He couldn't make the play. It was a catchable ball. He didn't catch it. It landed foul, and on the very next pitch, Giancarlo made the Dodgers pay.
The pitch. A swing here and a ball driven out toward right center, and that is going to bounce off the wall. Coming around third, being waved is Yelich, flying toward the plate, slides in safely without a play being made on him, and we're tied at 2 on a double to right center by Giancarlo. Did he ever take advantage of that extended at-bat?
And coming through after the Dodger miscue, that's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So we were 2-2 through 5 in the sixth inning. Both starters still in the game. Ross Stripling allowed a leadoff single to JT Realmuto. JT went 2-for-4 tonight after going 4-for-4 in San Francisco yesterday. And he was at first base with nobody out for Derek Dietrich.
Here's the 3-2. He's running. And there's a ball through the gap in right center. Puig tries to cut it off. He can't. It gets to the wall. Coming around third is JT Realmuto. The relay goes to third base. The play there, safe at third, is Dietrich. And across home plate, safely without a play, with a go-ahead run, is JT Realmuto. Marlins lead 3-2.
So Derek Dietrich making another start at third base in the absence of Martin Prado, goes 2-for-3 tonight. That triple gave the Marlins a 3-2 lead. He was at third still with nobody out in that sixth inning. Miami had a chance to extend the advantage, but Adani Echeverria hit a fly ball to short center for the first out. At that point, Ross Stripling was done. J.P. Howell, the lefty, came on, and he got Wei-Yin Chen on a bunt right out in front of the plate. Chen was out 2-3. Again, Dietrich had to stay at third base, and when D. Gordon bounced to second, the Dodgers were out of the inning with only the one run scoring. Marlins had Dietrich at third with nobody out, but couldn't bring him home, so it stayed a 3-2 game. That lead held up through the sixth inning, then into the bottom of the seventh. Wei-Yin Chen was still out there. He got the first man, Trace Thompson, on a fly ball to center. But then A.J. Ellis singled. Charlie Culberson flew out to right for the second out. And then pinch hitter Corey Seager hit what looked like it would be the final out of the inning. A little fly ball into short left field. Christian Yelich came sprinting in, got there, got leather on it, but he dropped the ball. It went as an E7, Ellis to second, Seager was at first. Chase Utley was introduced into the ball game as a pinch hitter, and Kyle Bearclaw came out of the bullpen in a big spot. Two on, two outs, a one-run lead in the seventh. The 3-2 two-out pitch will start the runners. Here it comes, there they go, and Utley takes strike three called. He thought it was down and in. He's rung up by Pat Hoberg, and Bearclaw puts out the fire in the seventh. So we went to the eighth. The eighth inning means it's time for David Phelps. Phelps cut Howie Kendrick looking for out number one. He got Yasiel Puig in a big spot and a pop-up to second. That was out number two. Justin Turner kept the inning alive with a single to right field, so the tying man was on with two outs, but Yasmani Grandal bounced back to the pitcher. Phelps threw him out at first base, and we went to the ninth. Marlins 3 and the Dodgers 2. In the last of the ninth, it was time for A.J. Ramos. He got the first man, Trace Thompson, a nice play by the third baseman, Miguel Rojas, who had come into the ballgame the inning before for defense. He went into foul territory and made a strong throw to first base to get Thompson on a ground ball in front of the bag at third. Jock Peterson, a pinch hitter, then drew a walk. So the tying man was on for another pinch hitter, Adrian Gonzalez. Very dangerous in any spot, particularly with the ballgame on the line in the ninth inning. But A.J. able to strike Gonzalez out on a 3-2 pitch. So the Dodgers were down to their final out, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. They had a tying man at first, the winning man at the plate, the hotshot rookie, Corey Seager.
He sets again. 2-2 pitch. Over, strike three in the ball game. A.J. Ramos gets Seager looking at strike three, and that's the way this one ends. A thrilling finish to this ball game. 3-2 Marlins. They've won the first game of this four-game series with the Dodgers.
That's a nice win for the Marlins. It's a really nice win for the manager, Don Mattingly, in his return to Los Angeles. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 7 men left on base. The Dodgers with 2 runs on 7 hits. They did not make an error. They also strand 7. For Wei-Yin Chen, his first win as a member of the Marlins. He's 1-1. Chen went 6 2/3 innings, allowed 6 hits and 2 runs, walked 1, struck out 4, served up the 2 solo home runs to Puig and Thompson in the 4th inning. For Chen tonight, 94 pitches, 62 strikes. Ross Stripling was the loser, 0-1 for the Dodgers. He was tagged for 3 runs and 8 hits and 5 1/3, walked 3, fanned 3, allowed the home run to Stanton, 107 pitches, 69 strikes. A.J. Ramos, the save, number 4, his second in as many days. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours 51 minutes, and a crowd of 44,954 go home disappointed, but they do go home with Clayton Kershaw bobbleheads as the Marlins win 3-2. Marlins are 7-11 with the victory, now 5-4 on the road. Dodgers fall to 12-8, and they're 4-3 here in Los Angeles.
Low-scoring but high-energy season starter and series opener against Los Angeles. We'll do it again tonight from the West Coast. 10:10 first pitch, so 9:40 Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. If you can't stay up all night, hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcast to rewind with the Marlins Radio Network tomorrow morning.